I was listening to a podcast earlier last week, a podcast called Hidden Brain. And in it, Shankar Vedantam explains, using psychology, sociology, various versions of the sciences and social sciences, the intricacies of the working of the mind and of human society. It's one of my favorite podcasts, and it's one I make sure I listen to every week, along with far too many TED Talks that are good for my overheating brain. And this last week's podcast seemed particularly appropriate for today's readings, particularly the gospel reading, but also that reading from the book of Isaiah. The podcast was concerned with story and explanation, and the human need to create explanations for the way things are. It was exploring our tendency to be meaning makers, even when there is little or no meaning to be found. And much of Scripture is indeed engaged in this, to try and find meaning. And sometimes it does so in the way of explanation, other times story. A story lets experience speak for itself. It lets the narrative speak for itself, and we derive our meaning from what is implicit in the tale. An explanation seeks to make explicit the meaning within an event or a story or a scientific statement or whatever. And we find mostly story in our scriptures, though sometimes we find explanation woven into story as well, both of which are present in today's scriptural readings. In Isaiah, the story is of the vineyard, which has been encroached upon by wildness, yielding not grapes ready for the winepress, but unusable wild grapes. And the result of this was that the vineyard, so carefully planted and tended, was to be torn down and laid waste. The writer then goes on to explain that the vineyard is indeed Israel and Judah, who choose bloodshed instead of justice. In the passage from Mark, we carry on that story. We hear of a vineyard, one tended by tenants, who decide to rebel against the master. The master sends representatives who they beat and eject from the vineyard and end up killing. And in the end, the master sends his beloved son, who the slaves, the tenants, in a stunning lack of logic, decide to kill in order that they inherit the vineyard. Mark then recounts Jesus linking this to a scripture about rejecting the most valuable stone, which will become the cornerstone. And the religious leaders, who realize it's an explanation of their own expression of religion being rejected by God, are determined to put an end to Jesus. The writer or writers of the gospel are wanting to make it clear, to explain, that Jesus is in some way the fulfillment of the way in which God rejects the wrong interpretation and the unrighteous living of the religious leaders, the Jewish leaders of the day, even to the point of Jesus being killed, despite being the cornerstone of a reformed Judaism. I wonder if that explanation is one that Jesus actually gave, or whether it was added later, or even if the whole parable was put into the mouth of Jesus because it was being used to give meaning to the early church and its own understanding of the life and death of Jesus as it emerged from the Jewish tradition. Certainly, at worst, this interpretation can give way to supersessionism, the erroneous, misguided, and dangerous belief that Christianity supersedes and replaces Judaism, and that the chosen people of God are no longer the Jews, but those who call themselves Christians. And this is the root of so much anti-Semitism within the church. And that's the problem with explanations. They can come to the wrong conclusions by taking a story and adding layers to it that aren't there, or that are there, but don't require or are not expected to be neatly fitted into another explanatory framework. Now, by this point, you're probably saying, why is all this relevant? Because I think our tendency is to explain when we need to sit with the story, allow the story to tell itself. as we move from this Palm Sunday into the rest of Holy Week, it would benefit us, I believe, to live with the story. Not to try and make up or research facts and explanations as to why it all happened, or to immerse ourselves in theories of atonement, just to hear what this story tells us of the last days of Jesus and of the import of all of that, if we allow ourselves to listen with fresh ears. Look at it this way. I could know all about music. I don't. It's kind of obvious if you hear me sing. I could understand how different harmonies affect the brain in certain ways. I could explain clever stuff about tones and modes and time signatures and note lengths, but it doesn't even begin to replace the experience of listening to the choristers of St. John the Divine, or Emily or David letting rip on the organ. Our scripture stories, though often needing context and sometimes content explained, are similar. Live into the stories, experience them, hear them. Be astounded, inspired, frustrated, bemused, angered, excited, or whatever by them. Let us allow them, particularly in this Holy Week, to speak into our souls, to fill our hearts, not just to bounce around our heads as we try and fit them into a particular meaning or construct within our minds. May our Holy Week be an inspiring and heart-rending time as we experience again the story of our faith.